For an Idaho community, I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A suspect is in police custody, accused of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students nearly 7 weeks ago. Fox's Dan Springer is in Moscow, Idaho, with details.
28-year-old Brian Koberger is being held without bond for extradition to Idaho on a warrant for first-degree murder. He was in court and was denied bail. A SWAT team from the Pennsylvania State Police made the arrest at his parents' house at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was in eastern Pennsylvania, 2,500 miles away from Moscow, Idaho. Koberger faces four counts of first-degree murder along with felony burglary. More information on the case is sealed until Koberger is physically back in Idaho.
Koberger is a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University. Moscow police say they received over 19,000 tips and conducted over 300 interviews during the still ongoing investigation. House Democrats releasing former President Trump's tax returns Friday, following an investigation that was several years in the making. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has more.
$750. That's how much former President Trump paid in taxes in 2016 and 2017. Nothing in 2020. No taxable income in 2015 through 2017 and 2020. House Democrats tried to get Mr. Trump's taxes to see if the IRS conducted a proper audit. Democrats charged that the IRS fell asleep at the switch and failed to audit the former president. It's required by law.
Former President Trump says Democrats are using the tax system as a political weapon. The Arizona Court of Appeals ruling that doctors can't be charged for performing abortions, despite the state's 1864 law, which carries a 2 to 5 year sentence for anyone who assists in an abortion. But a 15-week abortion ban in the state now takes effect. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The stock market's last trading day of the year ends in losses. 2022, the worst year for stocks since 2008. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
Lingering fears over inflation and a potential recession weighed down Wall Street this final trading day of 2022. All the major indices closed lower. The Dow closed down 73 points. The Nasdaq lost 11. The S&P shed 10 points. Southwest Airlines has stabilized things and is more or less operating a normal schedule today, following a week of widespread cancellations and disruptions in service that left a million customers stranded during the busy holiday travel season. And casino executives in Atlantic City are upbeat about things improving along the boardwalk in 2023. They're betting that they can finally put the COVID epidemic behind them.
Dow ending at 33,147, the S&P 500 at 3,840, and the Nasdaq at 10,466. A sexual assault lawsuit has been filed against a longtime rock star. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos has details.
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler is facing a lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting a minor in the early 70s, according to Rolling Stone. Although he's not formally named in the suit, Tyler is referred to as one of 50 John Does by Julia Holcomb, who has gone on record publicly to accuse Tyler of having a multi-year relationship with her while she was a minor, claiming she also got pregnant and was forced to get an abortion. In his 2011 memoir, the singer wrote that during the time period in question, he, quote, almost took a teen bride. The lawsuit was filed under the California Child Victims Act and also accuses Tyler of sexual battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. No word yet from the singer.
Officials in Brazil say the country's vice president has become acting president, the move indicating that President Jair Bolsonaro has left Brazil for Florida, the far-right politician losing his re-election bid to leftist Lula da Silva. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.